Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for October 20th. I'm Mike Minotti. With me is Edge Guy Minotti. How's it going, Edge Guy?
Going well. How are you?
Doing good. You see that I posted on our blog?
Oh, I didn't even see that. I've been packing.
I don't think you even posted on the blog this week.
No, because
you always yell at me for not posting on it.
I know. I'm a huge hypocrite.
I even put a nice little picture there.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. Alright, nice. So today's lineup, our usual lineup, we're going to start with news. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to go to the best ever, our week in gaming, Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy. Going to talk about the downloadable game releases and then bring it home with the weekly game releases.
Alright.
Sound like a plan? You can start with news, I guess.
Okay, I'll start with news. So after all this junk that's been going on with the Xbox 360 arcade SKU, Microsoft has finally acknowledged it. They still haven't said for sure when it's coming out, even though it apparently is on some shelves. And we still don't know if the Xbox Live Arcade games included are demos or full games. And those are Boom Boom Rocket, Feeding Frenzy, Luxor 2, Pac-Man Championship Edition, and Uno. But aside from that, it does in fact come with the 256-megabyte memory card, a wireless controller, HDMI port, but only the standard AV cable. It's still $279.99 retail. You might see it on shelves. It's coming, if not in a few weeks, you'll see it. I think it's good that finally, like, the core has a memory card. Because before, it was like, you bought a core, $40 for a memory card, just another $60, and you had the premium anyway, you know?
No, but isn't the point of this repackaging to, like, try to appeal to the casual game market?
Yeah, and actually,
well, how's it going to do that at all?
I think this has a better chance than just the core did, because
please
at least,
explain that to me.
Because, I mean, at least it has a memory option. It has the wireless controller standard.
So people who play Wii Sports, who didn't get the core system, they're going to look at the arcade SKU and say, oh my god, a memory card. The controller doesn't have wire. Oh my god, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man might do it.
Oh yeah, Pac-Man's going to do it.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, they're going to live. It's going to depend on how they market this. I mean, honestly, the 360 and the PlayStation 3 will never reach the same level of casual gamers as the Wii has.
That's because they don't know anything about casual gamers.
No, they really
don't.
They don't,
don't have a clue.
If they think layers for casual gamers, then they're off their rocker.
Nintendo, for whatever reason, is the only company that even understands that market remotely.
But if the casual gamers, if you picture them all in a bucket, this is at least going to scoop off the top a little bit. It's not going to get all the way to the bottom. It'll get something. Don't underestimate a $280 price tag.
But there is a $280 Xbox 360.
Yeah, true.
This is no different. Especially if those are only demos of those freaking Xbox Live Arcade games.
Yeah, if that's the case, that's kind of ridiculous, because what's the point of putting them on a disc then? You could just go download them anyway.
I mean, how do we not know if those are just trials or not yet, but they're on store shelves?
I don't...
Because that's a serious problem.
I've looked. There's all these reports of people unboxing it, and there's no confirmation if they're trials or not. I'm like, why don't we know that yet? So, I don't know.
I don't like it. I think it's ridiculous.
I also see that one thing to look at is if you are an early adopter of the Xbox 360 and you want one of the consoles with the HDMI port, this is a kind of attractive option at least, if you're that hardcore about it.
Yeah, I guess if Microsoft is just selling replacement 360s now. That's what they should call it, not the arcade SKU, the replacement SKU.
The Red Ring SKU.
It conveniently doesn't come with a hard drive, so you can just put yours in it.
All right, now that we did that, we had a bunch of Guitar Hero 3 news this week. The official soundtrack comes out October 23rd for the game, and with the soundtrack will be a code to download 3 exclusive songs for the 360 version. They are Carcinogen Crush from AFI, Tina from Flyleaf, and a remix of Marilyn Manson's Putting Holes in Happiness by Nick Zinner from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Wow, oh boy. Now, is this one code, or is it going to be a different code with every copy of the soundtrack?
You know, I'm not sure.
I remember with, I think it was Marvel Ultimate Alliance, they were all like, oh, pre-order it at Target, or buy it at Target, and you'll get the Silver Surfer. You just put in this code.
No, you got the Daredevil, and it was like a cheat code.
Right.
I actually got, that's the version I had. But no, this is like, you know, like when you get a Microsoft Point card, there's a code. You will type this code into the Xbox Live Marketplace, and it'll unlock it for you to download on your account. It's not on the disc. You do have to download it.
I bet you can buy them, too.
Oh, I'm sure. So, I don't know about you, but I played Guitar Hero 3.
No, I didn't play Guitar Hero 3.
Well, they, if you get Tony Hawk's, what's it called?
Proving Ground,
the ninth one in the series, or I think the newest issue of OXM comes with a demo for Guitar Hero 3, but they found out if you just take the image file of the CD, burn it to a disc, put it in your 360 and go to Demos and More, the Guitar Hero 3 demo shows up. Mm. And on that demo is Even Flow by Pearl Jam, The Metal by Tenacious D, Rock You Like a Hurricane by The Scorpions, Lay Down by Priestess, and Hit Me With Your Best Shot as Made Famous by Pat Benatar. And
so, what songs do you like? You play them all?
What's that? Yeah, you I played all five. I really liked all of them. They were all really, really good.
Did
I really
like the
Even
Metal?
Flow. I did like. I've never really heard that song, and I enjoy. It's
a pretty sad Tenacious D song. It's not like
other songs. I could see where you would think that it's not. It's definitely not Tenacious D's best song, but it's really fun to play. The fingering rhythm for it, or whatever you call it, it's really good actually. Mm. So it's a very fun song to play. Even Flow is great. I just really like that song, but it gives me great confidence in Guitar Hero 3 now. I kind of was like
everyone
on the Rock Band bandwagon, but having played it now, I'm more excited for it at the end of the month.
Everyone jumped on the Rock Band bandwagon way too soon.
Yeah, that might be true.
I was saying that from the very beginning.
Yeah, you were. You may have been right.
We'll see.
And I don't know if you heard this yet. I think they just announced this today. The final boss song is, in fact, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That was the rumor. That is
They put up an MP3 of the song online as it is the guitar track itself.
Just the guitar track?
The song as it will be in the game.
Oh, I want to hear it. Is it a good cover?
It's freaking going to be hard. Like, it's insane. Yes.
That is
absolutely insane.
That is a freaking awesome final song. I think it's a better final song than even Freebird.
Yeah, I agree. I found the story at Joystick. So if you go over there and look for their headline, it has the MP3 embedded in the article, and you could listen to it, and it's pretty intense.
I cannot stress enough how awesome of a final song that is.
Yeah.
I love the track list for Guitar Hero 3, really.
I do, too.
Awesome, Iron Maiden song, finally.
Yeah, on that same Joystick article, they have every track known to date, and it's a pretty exciting track list, I gotta say.
And they got a lot of master tracks.
Yeah, that's really cool. Although the Iron Maiden isn't a master track, which is kind of a bummer.
I thought it was.
No, it just said As Made Famous by Iron Maiden.
They were saying master track before.
Oh, maybe it was a typo.
Ugh. Ugh, I don't want to hear
that. We'll find out. When's it come out? Like October 28th or something like that?
I'm going to wiki it right now. You go keep talking.
So the announcement to end all announcements, Street Fighter 4 is coming.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
I was completely blindsided by this. I'm like shocked that they even said this. All they showed so far is like a teaser trailer. The trailer's it's CG, but it employs this weird shading style, so it kind of looks like 2D pencil sketches that are fighting each other. Right. I don't know if this is representative of what they're aiming for the game or not, but if they do, hopefully it'll work, because we've all known how good 3D Street Fighter games have been.
Right.
But between that and the, what's it called, Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix or whatever, it's a good time to be a Street Fighter fan.
Hey, according to Wiki, it's not a cover of Number of the Beast.
Oh, okay, good.
So, I'm very psyched. But,
awesome.
Street Fighter 4, what platforms do you think?
360 and PS3, and probably
arcade
as well.
I bet there's going to be a Wii version. It won't make any sense. There will be a Wii version.
It'll be different. If the graphics are going to kind of try to pull off anything that this trailer represented, I don't see how it would work on the Wii.
Well, it shouldn't be too complicated. I mean, it would look pretty, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping it's still going to be a 2D fighting game, right?
It looks like
right?
It's going to be cel-shaded. I'm sure it'll still play on the 2D plane.
Right. Well, whatever. That's what I want. Oh, yeah. God. Don't make a 3D fighting game, Capcom.
Yeah.
They tried that a couple times. Dear God, no.
No. A long-standing rumor has been confirmed. Okami is coming to the Wii, which makes me glad I never played it on the PS2.
You know, I didn't seem to get Okami as much as other people did.
Chris played it a lot, didn't he?
He played a lot, but even he said he doesn't like... Like, IGN gave it freaking Game of the Year.
Yeah.
In a like, freaking it, year it, with it seemed, Final Fantasy XII, be... Kingdom Hearts 2, Twilight Princess, and Gears of War. They gave Game of the Year to freaking Okami.
It very much has this kind of cult following to it, that claim it's like the best game ever made. And, I mean, I haven't played a lick of it, because... It's kind of know, the, just like there's a lot, like you said, there was a lot out that year that I was playing yeah. otherwise, and
it was the
I think
it's
like
the eco effect,
yeah, and
people like
based
cling
on
to this
what
one
I read
game,
the game.
And think, they cling to this one game and think like it's some underground thing, so much to the point that it really is no longer underground at all.
Yeah, but I mean, from what I've read of the game, it sounds like it's tailor made for the Wii, so I'm looking forward to playing that.
I think it'll run well on the Wii. My biggest problem with it was the combat system wasn't all that interesting. In an action RPG, I don't know. That's kind of boring. But maybe I didn't play too much of it, so I might have missed something. I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. So we had the NPD numbers come out for the month of September, and for the first time since its launch, the 360 beat the Wii by 27,800 units or
I'll
something.
I'll tell you what,
like
they didn't beat it by much.
No, but, I mean, they did beat it.
It is. Yo, that's big, something. But the Wii, I mean, look at last month. The Wii still came up stronger than they did last month. So it had a positive effect on 360, but it by no means had a negative effect on the Wii other than, oh, Wii's in second place.
Very true.
Which is completely arbitrary. I'm more interested to see if this will carry over to next month,
because
yeah, that was
because
pretty
the thing
late
you have
in the
to
month.
Remember is they had the September NPD show 3.3 million copies of Halo 3 sold. But that's in 5 days, because the game came out on the 25th.
How about those PS3 sales? What, it's still barely above 100,000, right?
Oh, yeah, it's getting beat by the PlayStation 2.
Honestly, at what point is this a serious problem?
Well, Sony might think now, because they've announced the 40 gig is coming to America on November 2nd. Retail $399 is expected.
But wait.
They dropped, effective immediately, the price of the 80 gig to $499.
But price isn't the only problem. They're just
no,
kidding it, themselves
well,
that they think that's it.
See,
they just want to
well,
go,
no,
they want to make a million different SKUs. Let's take $100 off here, replace this SKU with that. Doesn't matter. There's a software problem. There's an appeal problem. People don't want PS3s right now. They need appealing software, and they're getting absolutely no help from the software lineup this Christmas. Yeah, I know they got Ratchet and Clank, but, I mean, Ratchet and Clank, good series. It didn't move PS2s. They got Uncharted, Drake's Fortune, original series. Nobody has any idea what it is who doesn't go to IGN or GameSpot every day. PS3 is in trouble, and they really need to start... They need to start helping their developers so that their versions of the games come out on the same day as 360 games, if not sooner. You know? There's so many problems right now. What?
Oh, I mean, I completely agree with you. The fact that, like, you know, like, Valve didn't even want to bother with a PS3. They farmed out Orange Box to EA. We haven't even seen that version yet, and it supposedly comes out in a few weeks. Stranglehold, I think it finally came out for the PS3, like, a month later. It's a problem, but the funny thing is, so we've talked before about how the 40 gigabyte SKU is completely devoid of PlayStation 2 backwards compatibility. Well, Jack Tretton, in an interview with Newsweek, revealed that they did not remove it for cost reasons. In fact, it had very little impact on the cost. Really, it is to get people to buy PlayStation 3 games.
I think that's pretty funny.
I think it's hilarious, because they're basically admitting, A, for all that they say that, like, backwards compatibility isn't that big a deal and it's not really used, blah, blah, blah. By them saying that, that's them admitting too many people are buying PS3s and just playing PS2 games on it. We need to put that to an end because they're not buying PS3 games. And then what's that saying about your software library? People have the console and they're not buying games?
I tell you what,
it's because they're buying them on their 360 first.
That's pretty... You know, they may... Actually, that may not actually be a dumb move, but
yeah,
it's not something I would say, you know.
I know. I can't believe he actually came out and said that.
Maybe it's because he knows the only people who are going to read it are, you know, us, people who read Kotaku and Joystick, so what do they care what we think anymore?
Here's what I'm curious to find out, now that these backwards compatibility list systems are getting out there, because as Sony themselves have said, they kind of considered backwards compatibility to be one of the pillars of the PlayStation brand. Like, everybody knew that the PS2 played PS1 games, and I think the expectation's still going to be there. The PS3's going to play everything. And I'm wondering how many people are going to be like, oh, finally, the PS3's 400. I could get one now. They're going to buy that PS3, and then they're going to put in, like, Metal Gear Solid 3 or Final Fantasy 12, and it's not going to play. And they're going to be like, what the hell?
Has a system ever had a whole year of mediocre sales? A whole first year of mediocre sales and got better?
Has a system ever had four price drops in 1 year?
But forget about that. Seriously, though. You hear about consoles that start off strong and then they dwindle. When has it ever happened in the reverse?
Oh, it's never. Never. I mean, you look at the Saturn. You look at, like, the Game Gear. Anything like that. It's never happened. Sony really needs to stop acting arrogant. They need to admit that they are in trouble, and they need to start taking steps. And the way to fix it is not to start stripping features from your system. All right, everybody, like everyone on the 1UP message boards that I talk to, they're all saying, oh, it's not that big a deal. Just hook up your PlayStation 2. Like I said, if it wasn't a big deal, Sony wouldn't have to remove it for the reasons they say they're removing it.
Stuff like Home, you know, Little Big Planet, that looked promising, but they needed to get that stuff out there. Home should have been in there from day one.
Oh, yeah. And well,
it wasn't a priority at first, and they panicked, and now it's not even making it on time.
Well, Home and Little Big Planet, too, they depend on user-generated content. It's kind of a chicken and an egg thing. They're using this to attract users, but it's not going to be good until there's users there to make the content.
Well, there should be enough users to create content and get the world going.
Hopefully, for them.
Now, that'll be fine. I mean, even still, they still have, what, how many people in the U.S. have a PS3 right now? 2 million?
Maybe something like that.
Like about, they sold pretty well at first because, you know, they're just going out of stock, and then about 100,000 ever since then, about 11 months, probably something like that.
Yeah.
It's not more than 2 million.
The other thing I can't figure out, too, is they announced a price drop on the 80 gig, but the 60 gig, they didn't say anything, so I could only assume that's still also $499.
Wait, we have the 60 gig still?
Oh, well, yeah, we do.
You're right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, technically, they're done with it, but I mean, they're still out there. God knows they didn't sell out yet. So that's going to confuse people. And it's like, well, I could get 60 gigs for $499, or I could get 80 gigs in MotorStorm for $499. And, you know, I mean, we also know that the backwards compatibility is even different between those two, but maybe a lot of people don't. So I'm wondering, how are they going to get rid of these 60 gigs? Like, they're still sitting on the shelves, too. And if there's a better option at the same price, they're not going anywhere.
Well, I think we probably yelled at Sony enough.
Yeah, let them alone. And, well, really, that's it for news.
That's it?
Yeah.
I just want to say how mad I am that Little Mac is not a playable character in Smash Bros. Brawl.
I'm sorry for your theoretical loss.
But that's stupid.
Hey, you never know. They delayed the game a little bit. Maybe they'll have time to add a new character or two, and they'll put him in there if fans ask for it enough.
Fans were asking for it. I'll tell you what, Punch-Out is awesome. We're in agreement with that, right?
Yeah.
I played Kid Icarus today. Game is a piece of shit.
I've never played that.
I made a point to. I mean, I just don't see the appeal at all. It's like they took, like, it's kind of Metroid-ish, except worse. I don't know. But I'll talk about my adventures in ROMs later today.
Oh, you did a little emulation.
Yeah, during work, I was going through some ROMs for fun.
Nice.
But I guess we should go on to the best ever now.
Okay.
And speaking of Smash Bros. Brawl, I know this happened last week, but Sonic's in Brawl.
Yep.
That's exciting. You see any of those gameplay videos of Sonic fighting?
Yeah, I saw him fighting Link, I believe it was.
Oh, I saw that video. You see him turn to Super Sonic for his Final Smash?
Yeah.
That's pumped. That looks sweet. But anyways, so we got this Sonic thing going on. Probably the most positive Sonic thing to happen in a while. This will probably be the best game that Sonic's been in for a while also.
This is pretty true.
But I thought that we would go ahead and try to figure out what the best Sonic game ever is.
Oh, okay.
In case you didn't see where I was going with all this.
No, I actually didn't, so I approve, though.
Wait, how do you didn't when I started talking about Sonic?
I didn't know where you're going with it.
Let's talk about the best hedgehogs ever.
I thought you were going to talk about like the best crossover ever or something.
Oh, geez, that's a little vague. I'd have to give you a warning on that one.
Okay, so best Sonic. Well, you've got Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Sonic and Knuckles on the Genesis.
Oh, you're just going through them like that? God.
Well, no. I'm just...
Well, then just go through one through Sonic 1.
Okay, so Sonic 1, which was our world's introduction to blast processing. Sega does what Nintendo don't.
know what I like about Sonic 1?
Hmm.
That Star Zone. What was it called?
Yeah. I had it.
I still think Sonic 1 has the coolest design zones.
Yeah, yeah.
Those places were just neat. I mean, those zones are still copied frequently today.
Yeah, and I mean, just like, I mean, how cool is it playing that game when you're a kid? You're like, oh, you did a loop! That was awesome! I mean, it wasn't really anything, but it was cool at the time. And
it was.
I mean, God, how much of that game did we play? And then they had the debug mode. You could go around and just start dropping items.
You know, there's something about not having the spin dash that I almost kind of like.
It made the game a little more challenging, a little more, like, yeah, I mean, I understand. I think, like, some of the compilations have put the spin dash back in the one, and it kind of broke
horrible.
The game.
That breaks the game. Good boss fights, too, especially mm-hmm. the final one. Then you have to run after Dr. Robotnik and hit him down. Yeah. But then we have Sonic 2,
the quintessential
sequel.
To Tails.
But, you know, did everything a sequel should. You know, more gameplay, added some features. Some moves, new levels, new power-ups, and that kind of thing. I really like Sonic 2.
Yeah.
Might have had the best bonus round.
Yeah, those were fun.
Those were good deal fun. Sonic 3 is, of course, excellent.
Oh, I love that game.
But yeah, that was a very well... It's kind of... Sonic 3 is almost kind of comparable to, like, Mario 3 in a way, I think.
And it had like, when you played with Sonic and Tails, it had one of the best co-op experiences
did,
in
Tails
any
could,
platform
Tails could,
game.
In Sonic 2, Tails actually couldn't fly.
Yeah, he just kind of was there to absorb some damage and grab some rings for you.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that he could fly and swim in this one.
And carry Sonic.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was really cool. A lot of
then,
zones.
Of course, we got to play as Knuckles for the first time, too, which I really liked.
That was only if you put Sonic and Knuckles on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I'm getting all mixed up.
But, so, you know, Sonic and Knuckles, which was a game itself, but really, Sonic and Knuckles plus Sonic 3 is where it's at.
Oh, that's an epic experience right there.
It is. I have so much fun with that. Playing through
that's
that.
A, remember, remember we thought, like, Lock-On was the next big thing, and they're going to release all these Lock-On games?
Oh, yeah. I never thought it was the next big thing.
I thought, like, I assumed they would at least do one or two more games with Lock-On, maybe, like... I don't know, like Streets of Rage or
we
something.
Had a lock-on system, so it almost was the next big thing.
Yeah.
All right, so then, I don't know, do you want to talk about Sonic 3D Blast? Is that even worth mentioning?
No, that game's okay. Terrible.
I guess not. But Sonic CD, which actually came out earlier than we should have brought.
I love Sonic CD. I love that game. Because it had the super peel-out move, which I don't know why, but it was like the coolest thing. I just loved doing it.
Also, bizarrely enough, had exploration, which was a kind of a different thing for Sonic
Yeah,
games.
the whole time travel mechanic in the game worked really well, and the bonus stages in that were awesome.
They were. And I liked Racing Metal Sonic.
Yeah, and then you had the Sonic Boom, and the
song.
Cartoon opening and ending and everything. It was a really fun game.
Yeah, so it was. What about Knuckles Chaotix? What do you think about that one?
Actually,
one that stole concepts from Sonic 4.
Yeah, it's a Sonic spinoff, and I mean, that was really fun too, and also a really good co-op experience. You had to play it co-op, I think, for it to
be
fun.
Yeah, I think the level design wasn't quite up to par when you think about it, because I remember there were a lot of, like, the levels were very vertical based.
Yes, exactly.
Because they want you to do a lot of, like, you know, like, crazy...
Slinging and stuff like that.
Yeah, which was a little, I mean, it was difficult, really, to coordinate.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I liked some of those characters. Especially the Armadillo.
Yeah.
I miss him.
And Espio. Chameleon.
That Armadillo was originally in that Sega Sonic arcade game that I never
got
to play.
Oh, yeah, like a squirrel.
Yeah.
I played that on MAME once. Long time ago. Not that good.
Dang it. I always picture it be like, kind of like Sonic meets the Simpsons arcade game, and it would be awesome.
No, it was more like Sonic meets a crappy version of Marble Madness.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
But we got no Sonic Extreme, so I guess Sonic Adventure is next.
Yeah, good game. Remember that first time you saw that killer whale tearing up that dock?
Yeah, I enjoyed Sonic Adventure 1 a lot.
I did. Like,
I know
like,
we all hate where the Sonic series went kind of after that, but it seemed like a pretty good start at the time. It
really did, because, like, I mean, playing as Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles was exactly what it should have been. Amy was like, oh, okay, I got a hammer, whatever. E-102 is like, oh, I gotta shoot stuff, and then...
I liked E-102.
I'm fishing?
Yeah.
Why am I fishing?
What, I mean, still fun. I mean, we just talked about this game not too long ago. We were talking about Dreamcast games. Still liked the final boss of Chaos. I mean, it was a very, very pretty game back then. The free-roaming stuff was actually kind of interesting. especially because, like, you know, a lot of it went into getting those special chows and stuff.
Yeah.
But the problem is, then we had Sonic Adventure 2, and Sonic Adventure 2, instead of,
you
like...
You mean Tails and Knuckles' shitty adventure?
Yes. It kind of, like, it decided to take the worst aspects of Sonic Adventure 1 and build upon those instead of the good aspects
of
it.
Well, here's what that game did. Is it every character has the same number of stages, more or less, but, like, Sonic and Shadow, which were the two most fun characters to play in the game, you know, they run through their stage in 2 minutes. They got Tails and Robotnik, their stages, some of them took 15, 20 minutes, it seemed
they
like.
They were ridiculously long.
And they were
long.
So boring.
They were.
I mean the Knuckles and Rouge levels, they were okay.
Yeah.
Like, I could deal with them.
Treasure hunting.
But just the Tails and Robotnik levels were just god-awful.
They were. It didn't get much better from there, so I could... Sonic
no,
Heroes.
And then that's when the story started getting all weird.
They got they started getting weird with Sonic Adventure 2, I'm afraid. Remember
yeah,
the president was in that one?
Oh, yeah. You mean Sonic Adventure 1.
Well, yeah, but I meant really weird with Sonic Adventure 2. Because even after Sonic Adventure 1, I was somewhat tolerant of it for some reason. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Too many characters. Sonic Heroes, though, like, I remember at first I was like, oh, this is going to be a return to the roots and stuff. Because this time we knew there was only going to be the Sonic-style levels. The problem was, like, those levels were... That game was just broken.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You just felt the crap.
There was a good game in there. Like, I remember when I first played the demo on the GameCube, I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is exactly what I wanted. But then you start playing the game, and you're literally falling through the floor to your doom.
And the fact
it was
that
just broke.
Normal enemies would have HP and take a few hits. It was
annoying.
That was slowed it down horribly. The boss fights, there was only, like, three different bosses in that game you fought over and over again, and they weren't even very good.
Yeah. When the game was good, it was good. When it was bad, it was terrible.
I never played Shadow the Hedgehog.
I rented it, played it for about 10 minutes, and turned it off. It was a crappy version of Sonic Adventure 2 with guns.
You know what Sonic games? I like those Sonic Advance games.
Oh, the Sonic Advance games are great. They're a nice return to form. They play well. Sonic Advance 3 is one of my favorite Sonic games.
Sonic Rush is overrated.
It is.
That, I mean, it's just...
Because people complain when like, purists are like, oh, they need to just bring back 2D Sonic games, and all these kids are like, oh, why, so you can just hold down the right button? Sonic Rush is holding down the right button. When you go back and play Sonic 1 through 3, you're not just holding down the right, you're doing stuff. You're platforming, you're jumping, you're
exploring. Yeah, you're not going ridiculously fast. You can see what's
coming. Yeah, you're really not. I mean, Sonic Rush, you're running to the right, then you hit the X button, you're going even faster. Literally, not like the camera's not even keeping up with you.
To simulate running faster, they actually put Sonic as far to the right of the screen as possible. So
you can't see
what's coming.
And yeah, that was actually like part of the game's design, was that we're just going to throw stuff at you that you have no chance of avoiding to kill you. And I mean, it's a fine game, but it's not as good as everybody thinks it is.
And I mean, I guess the sequel is much worse even.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's got some weird, like, sailing or surfing thing or whatever.
Yeah. I played the demo of Sonic the Hedgehog for 360.
Yeah, and God, remember when they first showed that, we were like, okay, finally, they're fixing it.
I remember
that. They even said so themselves. They're going back to the way it was in the first one. And
then I saw that the second trailer.
And Shadow was driving around like an armored Jeep.
Yeah, Shadow was driving around an ATV, and I was by myself, and I literally screamed out loud, no! I couldn't believe it.
What do? They go ahead and introduce another character. How many characters do they need? Sonic, Tails, Knuckles. There you go.
I mean, in the demo I played, it had the same problems that Sonic Heroes had. It was just, frankly, broken.
Yeah,
crap. Ugh.
And then
So many on-rails crap. Like, oh, here, jump on this bird and it'll fly you around for a while.
Yeah, literally, it doesn't even feel like you're playing the game. You're either grinding, bouncing around on springs, or being carried by something. You're hardly ever even just running. And then I saw this video online where there was, in one of the exploration parts of the game, that there was this thing where you talk to this guy, he would ask you questions, you had to go break the box to get the right answer. There was a loading screen after he asked you the question, after you broke the box, after he told you were wrong or right, and then another screen before the next question. There was the video on YouTube, I think, was 2.5 minutes long. there was about 20 seconds of the guy actually doing anything. I was like, seriously? Seriously, this is what you put in the game for your flagship character. In a game that you said is a return to form, that's what they put in.
You know, I used to think Sonic Team could do no wrong. I would really like someone to take Sonic away from those crazy people.
Oh, I totally agree. It's sad to say, but like I'm thinking about it just now, Sonic the Hedgehog for the PS3 and 360, that is the first Sonic the Hedgehog console game I have not owned.
I didn't even think you wanted to, but I had to tell you.
Oh, I did. Yeah,
I had to tell you, AJ. We can't do this because we'll just keep making these.
I know. I was like in denial. I was like, no, it might get better. I want to get it.
Let's not dwell on these bad times. Okay, that was all of them. What's your favorite Sonic game?
Well, I'm gonna put up on the blog. I have my design document for how I think the next Sonic the Hedgehog game should be made.
Jesus Christ.
I'll put it up there. It's a continuation of the classic Sonic the Hedgehog Saturday morning cartoon series, and it's awesome.
Okay.
The final boss would be Super Robotnik. Come on. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
My favorite Sonic game is Sonic CD.
I know.
Well, what's yours? I don't know what yours is.
Well, you tell me what yours is first.
I just said Sonic CD.
Well, tell me why, I mean. You get to say it.
Okay. Like I said, I really like the time travel mechanic. It had a really good soundtrack. Really solid level designs. I like the super peel-out move. I like the bonus stages. It was just a really flawless Sonic game. And the thing that game did that no game since Sonic 1 has done is you just played as Sonic. And it was good for that.
My favorite Sonic game, the best Sonic game, I should say, is Sonic Spinball.
What?
I'm joking.
I was going to totally say, what are you talking about?
Totally.
I mean,
joking.
I like Sonic Spinball, but it's not that great.
No, it's Sonic and Knuckles with Sonic 3.
Very good. Now,
it has the most levels of any Sonic game possible.
True.
It has the most good character options. Play Sonic, Sonic and Tails, or Knuckles.
Now, when you do play it like that, which is your favorite character to play?
Usually Knuckles.
That's what I thought.
I like climbing on stuff. I felt like the best design one of me had the most interesting power ups with that fire shield, the electric ball, the bubble ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best Sonic game.
All right.
I mean, Sonic City gets a lot of love, I know. It's very good. But I gotta give it to Sonic and Knuckles. All right, I guess that wraps up the best ever.
Yep.
Kind of had a lot of Sega themed best evers lately, huh?
Yeah,
I think it's only. See, sometimes I think Resident Evil best ever would be cool, but I haven't played that many Resident Evils.
Yeah, I've played them all in some capacity, but not enough to talk authoritatively on them.
The answer would be 4, by the way.
Resident 4. Anyway,
in case you were wondering, not that I just I didn't play the other ones, but it doesn't matter. All right, we guess we gotta go into our week in gaming. Do you wanna?
Yeah.
I guess.
last month, the Oblivion Game of the Year edition came out.
Christ!
My Oblivion. Because my Oblivion disc was. I hate you.
Oblivion.
Listen to me.
God, I was sick of hearing about this game 2 years ago. Christ.
Anyway. My disc was scratched up, so I just bought the Game of the Year edition because I also never had Knights of the Nine or Shivering Isle, and I actually finished Knights of the Nine last night, and it was freaking awesome. I think you need to give this game another chance because
I've given it 5 chances. I have literally started the game 5 times with 5 different classes. Never did anything for me.
I gotta help you through it because the beginning is tedious. Even for me, I played it for like 6 hours one day, and then I kind of never picked it up again. But then I got back into it a few months ago, and I love this game now. Now, I mean, just tell me this doesn't sound appealing to you. A prophet tells you demigod.
Now listen, Oblivion is always great in theory. I get that.
Hear me out. So this demigod has come back to plague all of the land, and you need to go questing for the holy relics of the crusader who defeated him last time. It didn't completely defeat his soul or whatever. So you go questing around, you find all this stuff, and you find the priory of the Knights of the Nine. and you recreate this order of knights, and you become the knight commander, and all these knights join your cause, and you have this, like, group of followers in your little, like, fortress town, and then you go out, and you fight this, like, evil demigod in this really climactic battle that's set, like, in the heavens above the capital city, and then, like, I mean, it was just... Oh, it was so good.
I know, it sounds awesome, but it's just,
so much fun. And then they also released, too, this week, some free downloadable content, so that,
Horse armor?
No, not horse armor, although I do have the horse armor. I like it.
I know you have the horse armor.
But, no, what it is you just beat up some thugs, and then you get your own castle, complete with, like, a trophy room. You could put, like, stuffed creatures you've killed, a winery, just, like, all kinds of junk. So, like, I have my own castle, which... I don't know, it's just really, really cool, and I really like it.
Couldn't you do that in Morrowind?
You can make your own in the construction set, and you can do that in the PC version as well.
Are you done talking about Oblivion?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean forever, not for this podcast.
Okay. Well, right. I just Thank started God. Shivering Isles, so I might have to talk about that again.
I thought we just agreed that, just go, do something, what else do you play?
I just played the Hellgate London demo today.
That demo came out?
Yeah, it came out last night, actually.
Is it coming out soon or something?
I don't know, but...
That game's supposed to come out... I mean, I'll tell you what, it definitely is a spiritual successor to Diablo 2.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, I started playing it, and I was like, yeah, this just kind of really feels like a single-player MMO. Because, I mean, like, the tutorial, you just, like, there's a zombie, go hit it. And, I mean, you know how Diablo 2 is, you're fighting, like, a horde of creatures. And eventually you do get to that, where, like, you're surrounded by this big group. I'm just holding down the left button and looking at them. I'm like, yeah, this is Diablo. And, I mean, it's got, like, the kind of same convention of, like, the like your items, how they get, the names are changed around, and that means what properties it has. And even, like, some nice throwbacks. Like, there's this little kid in the subway who has, like, this, like,
peg leg.
He has, like, a robotic peg leg, but got stolen, so he just has his wooden one. He wants you to go get his robotic one back,
and then
he gives you the peg leg, and it's called Wart's leg, or whatever that kid was from Diablo, and I was like, that's awesome. But, I just played as a melee class. I haven't tried a ranged class yet, but, I'm enjoying it. I don't, when I play these games, sometimes there's, like, I'd rather just go play Diablo 2.
Yeah, that's how I feel, but I don't know. I've been pretty negative about this game for a while.
Yeah.
Just because I want Diablo 3, I guess, but I guess I'll give it a shot, maybe.
Yeah, like, I think the multiplayer might be where it's at in this game, and sadly the demo doesn't let you try any of it.
Wasn't the multiplayer going to cost money if you want to be a
optional.
Premium user?
Yeah, if you want to be the elite player.
But I gotta be elite.
Yes.
I roll 20s. Go ahead.
Go ahead, you say something. I gotta think what else I played this week.
Did I play anything that wasn't a Final Fantasy game?
You played ROMs, you said.
Yeah, that's right, my ROMs. Yeah, today I was at work and I was bored and needed to kill a couple hours, so I just looked up some NES ROMs. I was watching some top 10 NES games feature or something, so I decided to do that. First off, those things download fast, those NES emulators and ROMs. God,
they're only
like
a few K.
Yeah, geez. I don't know why those cartridges need to be that big. Old technology.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I guess so, but I mean... So what did I play exactly? First I played... Well, I guess I won't go... I played Ninja Gaiden first.
Mm-hmm.
I never played Ninja Gaiden before.
That
was
hard.
A fun little game. Yeah, it's pretty hard, but it's fun. As good an action game as I ever played on the NES.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get too far. I played the first Castlevania, something I never did before. Which was
also
interesting.
Hard.
Yeah, that's so hard. Also, there's, like, these stairs that slow you down a lot. When you're on the stairs, you're just screwed. You're just going to get attacked. I played DuckTales, which was awesome.
I love that game.
DuckTales is better than I remember it. I could play DuckTales right now. Now. That game was just fun. I played Earthbound Zero, also known as Mother 1 in Japan.
How was that?
Never got released here. Well, it was like Earthbound before the NES. I didn't play very much of it before I got bored.
Right.
Never really understood Earthbound too much. I played something called Sonic Mario, which I'm pretty sure is not a real game.
No.
It was a Sonic game made for the NES, but the main character is Mario, but he controls like Sonic. Pretty bizarre. Not too good either, really.
There's a lot of fan hacks and things like that, where they change around sprites and things like that, and that's how these games exist.
I wonder how they... Well, it's probably like the Mega Drive version of Sonic or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
But that was interesting. I played Kid Icarus, like I said. I didn't see the appeal there at all. I played Double Dragon 1. You know how you dump? I mean, how you jump in Double Dragon? I forgot about this.
It's A and B together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Plus, it's weird playing a beat 'em up where you literally just punch and kick people. Like, only. Exclusively. I don't know. I guess I prefer those, even the Trolls games to those.
Right.
That's it with my ROMs, I think.
I mean, we talked about it, but I got the Orange Box on 360. I played through Portal. I'm playing through Half-Life 2.
Now you thought I was going to have a Team problem Fortress with Portal. Using
yeah, I was surprised, actually. Having played it myself, I'm surprised really how well it controlled. So, good job, Valve, getting the controls to work on the console.
Yeah.
I much prefer Team Fortress 2 on the PC. Just because, I really like better having the mouse and keyboard for the game. And you can have more max players per server on the PC as well. But playing Half-Life 2 on the console is really fun, especially since that, in the 360, it has the HDR lighting and all the new character models and everything added, which apparently is coming to the PC as a patch. They haven't announced a date for it yet, though.
That's like getting all these Half-Life 2 achievements now.
Yeah, that's fun.
I got that one where you do Ravenholm with only using your gravity gun.
Yeah, I just got in the Ravenholm.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that was fun stuff. Yep. I mean, of course, I was like Half-Life 2. Jeez, did I play anything else?
I played, like I said earlier, I played the Guitar Hero 3 demo. It's really good.
Yeah, you already talked about that.
I mean, not a lot came out this week is the thing, and we had so much stuff from the previous week.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, then, why don't we move to Mike's Adventures in Final Fantasy?
Okay. We got a bit of a double feature this week, don't we?
Yes, we do. Because, I'm playing Final Fantasy VIII, but I also went out and bought Final Fantasy Tactics for the PSP. The War of the Lions or the Lion War, I forget.
One of the two.
No, that's helpful, Ash Guy. But, first off, I want to clarify. I kind of wrote about this on the post I made on our blog, but Final Fantasy Tactics is not related to my actual quest at all. I'm making no promises to beat Final Fantasy Tactics. The quest only concerns Final Fantasies 1 through 10, having already beaten 12 and 11, not counting. So we clear that? I'm under no obligation to beat Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
That said, though, I really like Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah,
maybe I will beat it, because it's fun.
I'm looking at my PlayStation 1 Greatest Hits copy of it right now.
See, I forgot you had that.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy Tactics, I mean, it's very fun. The job system in that game is a lot like Final Fantasy V's.
Yeah, that's what everyone always said.
Right, and had a fantastic job system, so I really like that. You know, the battle system's obviously very sound. The story is pretty interesting. It's slightly confusing, because it looks like it started in the middle of the story, and now I'm kind of flashing back.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. I never got very far in it, because it's really a convoluted story.
Yeah, it is.
It's a convoluted game. I mean, you had to really kind of put a lot of thought into playing that game.
Yeah, you do. I almost wish, you can only usually use 5 or 4 members per fight. Mm-hmm. I almost kind of wish you can do more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, all the storyline fights, you have, like, 2 helper characters you can't really control, so you can only put 4 guys down. It kind of hurts you.
Yeah.
There's some weird balancing issues, because, like, I go do, I'm just progressing through the story, then I get to, like, this one I just can't beat. So I go do, like, random battles for a while, level up a good deal, go back to it, I still can't beat it. I gotta go, do all these little random battles some more, then I can finally beat it. So balancing's a little weird. Besides that, it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. Hope you get some. We gotta do those co-op missions together and get some new
treasure. Oh, they have co-op missions?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I thought they were just battling.
No, they're co-op missions. You get good prizes, I think, so.
Nice. Well, yeah, I thought I had it next to go on my Gamefly queue, and instead they shipped me TMNT, because I need that 1,000 gamer score to catch up with Chris.
You're never catching up with Chris.
Oh, yes, I will.
All right. Final Fantasy VIII, really, I only played about 5 hours of it this past week. I guess I can say it's still not really clicking with me very much yet. I mean, I still obviously am going to get through it no matter what. I mean, I think the pace is very slow. I think it is going to pick up. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just not very invested in the world right now.
Right. How many discs is that one?
Four.
Four, wow.
Well, I don't think it's any longer than, seven. It's just more CG and stuff.
Right.
Probably, judging from what I've seen. But, it's weird because, I can already see how they were thinking. They took stuff that they thought everyone liked about Final Fantasy VII and tried to put it in here. There are soldiers in the game that look just like the, Shinra soldiers, almost carbon copies. You wouldn't be able to tell, except this time I couldn't tell you who these soldiers are because I don't even remember their names. I don't know. I don't want to be too down on it.
Right.
I'm still pretty early into it. I really haven't done very much. I'd try to play some more of it tonight, I guess. But I don't know. Right now I'm having more fun playing Tactics. But there you go. I guess that does it for Final Fantasy.
All right.
You got the downloadable game releases?
Of course I do. So we had the Wii Virtual Console, and the big deal about this week was that we got our first TurboGrafx CD game. So that was The Gate of Thunder. Would you like to guess what genre this game is in?
I wasn't paying attention. Gate of Thunder?
Yeah, TurboGrafx. Guess what kind of game it is.
Oh, for TurboGrafx, I bet it's a shooter.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's a shmup. Ship on rail shooter.
Yep. Legendary sci-fi shooter is back. It's one of the horizontal variety. Apparently they say as far as these things go, it's a pretty good one. But I because it's a TurboGrafx CD game, it's 800 Wii points. So I wonder if it's that much better that it's worth paying an extra $2.
I wonder if somebody has all of these, because there has to be a dozen of these kind of games out by now.
Oh, there's more than a dozen. There's dozens, probably.
Interesting.
Although it does have hard mode and devil mode for the hardcore.
Devil mode. I like that. Yeah. I like when people come up with interesting names for their hardest mode. Devil mode.
Then,
Satan mode.
We got Ninja Gaiden
Ass
2,
mode.
The Dark Sword of Chaos came out for NES.
That's right. Ninja Gaiden 2.
So, yeah.
I saw a speed run of Ninja Gaiden 2.
Really?
Interesting, yeah. Looks like Ninja Gaiden 1 from what I've
played. And then a game called Metal Marines for the Super NES. It sounds like some kind of squad-based game. I really don't know any more about it beyond that.
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
Take that, Metal Squad or whatever.
So we'll go to the Xbox Live Arcade. We got Every Extend Extra Extreme, the sequel to the PSP game, Every Extend Extra. You ever played it?
No.
It's weird. You control this little ship thing, and the way you play is all this stuff's flying toward you. You blow yourself up and try to create these chain reactions of explosions, and it's cool. All the explosions coincide with the music.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
That's the Luminescent Medios guys, right?
Yeah. It's Q Entertainment. So, it's $10, which isn't bad considering, it's $30 on the PSP. So, try the demo, see if you like it. We got Speedball 2 Brutal Deluxe, which is it's kind of a sequel/remake of the old arcade game Speedball, except that the trial version does let you try the 3D graphic remake version, which is kind of dumb. But it's basically hockey, is what I found when playing it. You got this ball and you're just throwing it around and trying to throw it into the goal. It's hockey. And then worth mentioning too is this week Lumines got a price drop from $15 to $10 or $800 Microsoft points.
I
got it when it first came out. I really like it.
No, I mean, I got it. I never, got it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's very hypnotic.
Right. What, PSN have anything?
No new games, but Calling All Cars is reducing
price
from... Did
Everyday Shooter come out?
No, that was last week.
I don't remember talking about it, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure we did.
Well, whatever.
Hopefully we did. But it's down from $9.99 to $4.99 until October 25th. Actually the first PS3 game I got, and for a long time the only one I had, so it's definitely worth checking out. It's pretty good. Oh, I have to try it when I get home. It's good.
All right. Well, that's right. I don't need to buy it.
Yep. And then GameTap, we got Brian Lara Cricket 2007.
Skip.
And Maelstrom. It's an RTS.
Actually, I've heard of that. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah, but also notable, GameTap, they keep rotating in and out free games to play for people who are the basic subscribers, and they've added Sam & Max's Abe Lincoln Must Die to the list of free games. That was the fourth episode from season 1, and a really good one, too, so if you've been on the fence about trying the Sam and Max games, check that one out. It's pretty good.
All right, ready for the real games?
All right, bring them on.
All right, first for the PC, Painkiller Overdose for October 26th.
Hey, a lot of people like the original Painkiller
Overdose. It's kind of funny. I mean, it looks like it's trying to be a kind of a scary game, but the title is kind of funny.
It is.
Oh, no, you're overdosing on painkillers. Clive Barker's Jericho for the PC, 360, and PS3, October 23rd. I don't know.
Well, if you're a GameTap subscriber, you'll get the game for free day and date, so I'll be able to check it out that way, at least.
Battlestar Galactica for 360 and PC.
That's a Xbox Live Arcade game, actually.
Is this going to be like that bad...
I hope not.
Wing Commander game?
I know nothing about this game, really, but hopefully
not,
because that was terrible.
Really good show, though. Best show on TV right now. So good. Ratchet & Clank Future Tools of Destruction, PS3, October 23rd.
Yeah, I enjoyed the demo.
If this is coming out in October, what exactly is their, like, big November release?
I think Uncharted.
Yeah, good luck with that. By the way, did Larry didn't make the top 10 for PS3, did it?
No.
In September. There was only one game. What was it? Number 10. Was it Heavenly Sword?
Yes.
Jesus. Ace Combat 6, Fires of Liberation, Xbox 360, October 23rd.
That had a really good demo. I enjoyed it.
I have a friend who actually really likes this series, Kevin, you know.
Yeah, they're bringing out some crazy flight stick, too, for the game.
Conan for 360 and PS3, October 23rd. Now,
This is not the MMORPG. This is something else.
Oh, okay. So this is just a different game?
Yeah. They released a demo for it. I haven't gotten around to playing it yet. Seems like a beat-em-up.
Yeah. Naruto, Clash of Ninja Revolution. I like how it's not Clash of the Ninja Revolution, just Clash of Ninja Revolution. I don't know. It's a Wii game. October 23rd with Naruto. If you like Naruto. I shouldn't be condemning because I like Dragon Ball Z, but...
Right.
I bought my fair share of Dragon Ball Z games. Tomb Raider Anniversary, 360, October 23rd. But this isn't a package. This is just released episodically.
No. This is the actual
retail... This is the actual packet?
Yeah, the episodic stuff is...
It's already out?
I think it's coming out next month now. That whole thing got screwed up. I think there's kind of a backlash.
This is saying episodic.
I don't really. It's very confusing because there was kind of a backlash when they said that they were just going to release it as a downloadable and you needed Legends to play. And I'm not sure what's going. Like, I think my understanding is this thing coming out in the near future is the actual disc-based Tomb Raider anniversary.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. I take back everything bad I said about the PS3 on this podcast because its savior is coming, The Eye of Judgment, October 23rd.
I'm excited for that.
Oh man, people are going to start buying PS3s now.
Well, they're not. But, I mean, that is a hardcore experience. Yeah?
I'm excited. I'll get to try it, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Come on. What's not to like here? You like collectible card games.
Yeah.
You you get to, like, hold the card in your hand. You look on the screen. You're, like, holding the hologram of the card.
I like some collectible card games.
Yeah, this one sounds good. And plus, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to deal with, like, damage counters and all that. The thing's going to do all that for you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I'll give it a try, but I mean, I don't think it's going to have very much mass market appeal.
Oh, definitely not, but it's still very sweet.
All right. EA Playground, Wii and DS, October 22nd.
Whoop-de-doo. Or minigames.
I think they're trying to make a Wii Sports. Good luck with
that.
Castlevania, the Dracula X Chronicles, PSP, October 23rd. You already have a cover for this.
I do.
Now, Rondo of Blood, is that the one that like you play the end of in Symphony of the Night?
Yeah. I believe so.
I like how it says unlockable versions of Symphony of the Night. I'm surprised it's not just part of the package.
You have to unlock it, which is really stupid. I mean,
I thought that
at least with the
plan.
PSP, you can just go online, download the save file, and put on a memory stick.
Right, but I thought like the whole point was like this is a compilation. It kind of eludes
no, it's like it's considered to be like a bonus, and you have to unlock it.
Yeah. Because some people were like, I remember when it was first announced, a lot of people were on the fence about getting the Xbox Live Arcade version because like, well, it's going to be better on the PSP, but. It's just a port, isn't
although
it?
Although I heard the new voice acting isn't that much better than the old voice acting.
They replaced the voice acting in Symphony of the Night?
Yeah.
Why? That's one of the best parts of the game.
What is a man? A miserable pile of secrets. But enough talk. Have at you.
I say that line to myself every once in a while. What is a man?
you steal men's souls.
That's great stuff. That's like a PlayStation trademark, God.
That and You Are the Master of Unlocking.
That's got nothing, really, I think, on that exchange between Belmont and Dracula.
This is true.
That's Dawn of Magic, PC, October 23rd. This has one of the most retarded cover arts I've ever seen.
Good.
It's like a ice woman and a fire woman just kind of yelling at each other.
Nice.
Formerly known as Blood Magic.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, I think.
The game's always getting delayed a week.
I know.
Jesus Christ, Juice 2 is on this list. I swear to God, I think since we have been doing this podcast, Juice 2 has been on every weekly release list. PS3, that makes sense. October 22nd. What the heck, though?
Oh, that's rich.
I want to listen to the old podcast, because I'm pretty sure I've been talking about Juice 2 for a long time now. God. You have anything you want to say about Juice 2 before I move on?
I can't wait to play it. They released a demo on the PSN Thursday, so maybe it's finally coming.
It's so good, they released it 12 times. Age of Empires 3, The Asian Dynasties, PC, October 23rd. Man, that game is ancient by now, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's got its fans. It's pretty good. I have it. The original.
I know you have it. Warriors of the Lost Empire, PSP, October 23rd. Hack and slash your way through a city. I like how the words hack and slash are actually used in the title description.
Good.
Hack and slash your way through a city overrun with mythical beasts and investigate the source of these monsters. Man, that sounds generic.
I think hack and slash is starting to become derogatory to describe an experience.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever uses it positively. Okay. I got nothing now.
Okay.
Kind of the end, unless you have anything you want to throw out there.
Gosh, not really. I think we're good.
We're good.
Yeah, just all right. So yeah, I'll be I'm driving cross country on Sunday. Looking forward to that. But upon my arrival back to Ohio, we will be recording side by side. No more of this cross country nonsense. So
I wonder how that's going to affect the podcast.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. It'll be interesting.
We'll see. It'll probably be easier for you to edit, huh?
Yeah, that'll be. Well, we won't have to. We'll just talk. I might have to clean it up a little bit, but.
Oh, you gotta add the music and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, obviously.
Final Fantasy song.
Oh, yes.
I can't get enough of that. Alright, well, as always, thank you for listening. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com. Contact Ajguy at ajguy711@gmail.com. Visit the site at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Barrel has two R's and one L.
Correct.
Watch out for that. I always get that mixed up. shut up, Christ. It's hard. Thank you for listening. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Adieu.